Well, we're on the session today of the series that is talking about clothing ourselves, and today is on a love that unites, and we'll be looking at Colossians chapter 3 and verse 14. So what we're going to do is just to have a look at the verses now on the Bible reading, which is going to take place in a moment. And that's the verses which we've got to so far in the passage that we're looking at the moment. We've got two more weeks to go before we finish this series. And after that, we'll start with looking in detail at verse 14. So could we have the Bible reading now of those verses? Thank you very much.
Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with a heart of compassion, of kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity.
Verses 12 to 14. What was read to us before, but I was looking at the different translations to make a good start to our talk, and we don't often use the Message version these days, but sometimes it puts things so well. What I'm going to do is to read that again from the Message and then go back to those verses from the normal version that we've just been reading it in. And it's that that we'll then look in a bit more detail at. So we look at it from the Message. And it says, so, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offence. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. That's nicely put, isn't it? Good way of doing it. So then let's go now to the more literal version from NIV UK, which we'll look at now. If you look at the text which is not in bold, that's what we've been looking at over these three past Sundays. Two Sundays at verse 12, chosen people and then clothe yourselves with. And then last Sunday at verse 13, which was looking at forgiveness, and today we're looking at verse 14, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So verse 14 kind of takes into itself the previous couple of verses, over all these virtues. So it's looking back to the first two verses, so looking back to the past three Sundays which we've been thinking about, and giving more detail about that and about how love is right at the top of the list for those things. So I wondered how we're going to look at this today, because there's an awful lot of interesting and important words in those three verses. So was I going to do a particular lay preacher's exposition of it? And do an account and an exposition of each of those words? Yes. Maybe I could do that. And that would only take me about 3.5 hours to get through. But I thought, what really this verse is speaking to me like, is it speaking about words, individual words, that we can just look at and think of and be glad about? And one of the reasons that I thought it would be good to do that today is that particularly when we read or see the news, There's nothing there but bad news at the moment, is there? Almost nothing anyway, because there are such difficult things going on. And the news around the world is often like that, because when you hear and see or read it, it's often the bad news that comes up on the front page and the better news that actually gets left behind a little bit. But in terms of these things, looking at these words is good news. It's things that we should be looking at, thinking of. So what I did, and it's really quite simple, is I looked at the eight things, the eight words it used, that we should use to clothe ourselves with. So we go on to the next slide for that. Oh, I can see it reflected in the glass over there. That's handy, so I don't have to turn around and look, because that thing's over right behind me now, you see. So if we look at those words, those are the eight things to clothe ourselves with. And what I'm going to suggest, I'm not going to go through them, describe them particularly. What I'm going to do is to suggest that when you get home, and particularly if you're having hard times or are feeling quite glum about anything, or you've been watching the news and wish you hadn't turned it on, then just have a look at these words and see what the Holy Spirit says to you through the simplicity of one or other or more of these words. Because for three little verses, there's an awful lot of important words there, rather than describing things in more detail, which the Bible often does. It just lists things that we are allowed to think about. Think compassion. Compassion when things go wrong. Compassion on somebody who does wrong. Compassion that God has on ourselves. Lots of things. Compassion. Kindness. Acts of kindness. Things we don't have to do, but we should be doing. Humility. As in Hercule Poirot, I am your humble and obedient servant. I should have put that in my wedding promise to my wife. Because it's happened like that ever since. Gentleness. What a strange word. Gentleness almost means a negative word, doesn't it? It means what you're not doing. You're not being tough and rough. You're just being gentle. It's like when you've got a fairly shy cat as a pet. Anybody got cats for pets? Some have, yes. We used to for a long time, until not long ago. Gentleness is what you have to use if you stroke them between the ears, isn't it? You do it a bit hard and they'll either get up and go away from you, or else they might yowl, or they might even bite you if you do it too hard. So gentleness. And, oh yes, patience. Who's not very patient? You don't have to say. Yeah. It's a rare word, but it's so important, isn't it? In terms, really, of our relationships with each other. And as the words say in verse 13, bear with one another. I love that expression, don't you? Bear with one another. And I invented my own word for this, in case it would help. Put up withness. Does that sound okay? Just bear with one another. If somebody, even your best friend or relative or whatever, does things that you don't really like very much, just bear with it. And then lastly, twice, as we heard last Sunday, forgive. And the biggest forgiveness, of course, is what Jesus did with us. So look at all those words. There's so much in each of them, but the way I found it, for me best, was just looking at them and not trying to think in detail about them, but just letting them sink into our minds and meditating on them without even putting anything into words. And it does help so much when it's in times of difficulty, which it's meant to, of course, which is why it's in the Bible, as it says there. So there's the eight things to clothe ourselves with, a good list to be looking at. Then we go on to the next slide, and it then gives us, in the verse which is our key verse to today, four ways in which bound. So what I've done here is I've quoted that verse 14 that we're looking at today, and I've simply highlighted what I think are the most important words in bold. And over all these virtues, over all these virtues, like that, like an umbrella almost in the rain, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Again, it's a short sentence, but so many important words there. And the central word, of course, is love, because love is what you put over everything else. And what do you make the love do when you put it over and everything else? It's binding, binds these together. So it means when you consider these eight things to clothe yourselves with, they don't come out of things just on their own and have nothing to do with each other. They are put together, and if you have them put together, that is the love of Christ, what we should be allowing ourselves to have. And then we haven't finished with it yet. It just doesn't say which binds them. It says which binds them all. So it says, yes, don't forget the eight things, and make sure all of them are bound together by love. And if they are, the eight different things will become one thing. So all together in perfect unity. And I did something I don't often do, because I don't do it very often, don't read it very often, is I had a look in my Greek-English dictionary at what the New Testament Greek was saying about that. Don't you think that was a good thing, Mike? Yeah, have a look at that, yeah. I did learn it a little bit, because I studied languages at school and then at college, so I did somewhat of the Greek. And it put it so interestingly. Sometimes when you turn the New Testament Greek into literal English, you know, it's not all that good when put in a Bible translation, but it means something quite interesting. It simply means the bond of completeness. And I thought that's quite well put, isn't it? It's a funny way of putting the words in English, but that's the way it says it in the Greek. So all these things that we're thinking about are bound together by love, over all these virtues, binding them all together in perfect unity. And that's quite something, isn't it? So what we need to do now is just get to maybe a sentence that we can take away with us to reflect on this particular passage. Don't you think that's good? You know, if you go out and leave the church and you've just got a little sentence that you can think of. And if we go to the next slide, there it is. Doesn't that remind you of the Beatles in the 1960s? One, two, three. All you need is love. Dum, 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 dum. All you need is love, love. Love is everything you need. Are there not many of us old enough to remember that, are they? Well, they did come after Cliff Richard. And Cliff Richard is the one that I knew best of all. So the Beatles were too modern for me and I didn't like them very much. But they left this very good expression behind to us, all you need is love. So the key to it all in this verse, as the title of today's service reminds us, is a love that unites. The key to it all is love, which is one of the biggest words in the Bible. And as Andrew was saying last week, the routine Greek word for love is agape. And it was a word which was a fairly normal, routine Greek word, but the new Christian church took it on and made it into a special word, as it is with other routine words, that agape became known as the love which is different and special and greater than any other kind of love. It kind of puts it all together. And that word agape over the years was much amplified by Christianity during the Greek-speaking world. And afterwards, it's still the most famous word that we think about in this sort of thing. And that word, love, which is what I'm concluding on now, is put so well in our second Bible reading. Can anybody guess what our second Bible reading is from? It's from the New Testament. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see if we guess properly then, because we'll have the second Bible reading now, and it's going to be announced as to what it's from. We're going to read part of it, the first seven verses, and then the last verse. And again, we're having it from the New Living Translation, like we did the Lord's Prayer, because it's such a well-known verse, and it communicates beautifully in the King James Version. But I wanted to do the words a little bit differently so that it would speak to us in a kind of new way. So see how you enjoy this, if I can use that word, this particular part of it.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would be only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all mysteries and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but did not love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor, and even sacrifice my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice in injustice, but rejoices with the truth. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Then verse 13, three things will last forever, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love.
Thank you very much indeed for the readings. I just want to say a word about two words in that passage that we've read, that are key to it. I'm not going to be preaching on it, but the two words are ifs and buts. We have a lot of ifs and buts in our lives sometimes, don't we? But if and but are very common here. There are six ifs and three buts. If I could speak the languages of earth, but didn't love one another's, I'll be a noisy gong. If I had the prophecy, and if I understood everything, and if I had such faith, but didn't love others, I'd be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. So again, if you like to go home and have a look through that, or next time you have a look through it, just think of the ifs and the buts and how we stand in them, because they handle the subject of love, in my mind, really quite well. But we say our closing prayers now. First of all, I'll say Aaron's blessing, and then we'll share the grace together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And now the grace together. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.